From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Several thousand people braved sub-zero temperatures in cities across Russia to protest what they say is a lack of competition ahead of March presidential elections that are all but guaranteed to extend Vladimir Putin's grip on power through 2024. The rallies were part of a nationwide voter strike called by opposition leader and former presidential candidate Alexei Navalny, an anti-corruption campaigner who has been blocked from taking part in the elections over legal problems widely seen as manufactured to keep him out of the race. Yemen's Prime Minister Ahmed bin Dagher is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting killed at least 10 and left as many as 86 wounded, including some civilians. At least a temporary calm returned when Yemeni leaders ordered their forces back to their barracks. The fighting broke out when President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi ignored separatists' demands to fire the prime minister, accusing him of corruption. A French woman has been found alive on the treacherous northern Himalayan peak known as Killer Mountain, but rescuers have not been able to locate her Polish climbing companion. The pair were attempting to scale the 8,100-meter Nanga Parbat, but they got stuck at the 7,400-meter mark and had to use a satellite phone to call for help, according to organizers of the expedition. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday, Israel will not tolerate distortion of the truth, rewriting history, and denial of the Holocaust. Netanyahu was speaking out against a proposed law in Poland imposing fines and jail time on anyone who refers to the Nazi genocide of Jews as being a Polish crime, or the Nazi death camps as Polish death camps. Israel's foreign ministry summoned the Polish ambassador Sunday to express its objections. Israel's Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial also warned against trying to change history. Six adults and an unconscious baby were found Sunday after floating for more than a week in a small wooden boat in the Pacific Ocean. The New Zealand Air Force found the dinghy as it searched for survivors of a ferry that sank as it traveled between two islands in the remote nation of Kiribati. The Air Force crew was able to drop supplies, and a fishing boat was redirected to pick up the survivors. Afghanistan on Sunday held a national day of mourning, the day after insurgents used an explosives-laden ambulance to carry out a deadly attack outside a government building in the capital, Kabul. Officials said Sunday the death toll has risen to 103 people. 235 were wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. A serial stowaway has been arrested again at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport just 3 days after she was released from jail after flying from the Midwest U.S. city to London without a ticket. 66-year-old Marilyn Hartman was arrested early Sunday after police were called about a woman refusing to leave the airport. The latest arrest is one of a string of similar crimes that spans years. Hartman was released Thursday after being arrested last week for bypassing security and boarding a flight to London without a ticket or boarding pass. And Ingvar Kamprad, who founded Sweden's IKEA furniture brand and transformed it into a worldwide business empire, has died at the age of 91 of pneumonia. He started selling goods when he was just 17 years old. It was the start of what became IKEA, which now has 403 stores and 190,000 employees. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.